final quarter was power and pace and everything you want from a team. Just to take control of a game like that, you must have been very pleased.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working very hard all year to make sure that everybody was fit, that we had a full panel of players, you know, fit for championship time. And unfortunately, we lost Simon Gardy in the warm-up in the Arbo game. But apart from that, you know, I think, you know, a lot of the work that we've done is starting to pay off now.
Any team that wants to win a championship will feel that you've got to play for 60 minutes. I suppose you'll feel maybe that first half just didn't sort of represent what you went out to do. You had the win in your backs, you went into the 1-point lead, and you must have been a wee bit worried at that stage.
No, we were happy enough, to be honest. We went in at half time, you know, Dungannon are a formidable opponent, you know, so, you know, we knew they were going to put it up to us, and they did. We were happy. We were 1 point up at half time. I don't think the win was that significant, so, you know, we had a look at it, and there's a few adjustments we had to make. And, I mean, as I've said many times before, this is an exceptional group of players, and they responded very well to the challenge in the second half, and we upped their performance, and, you know, I think it showed there, particularly in the last quarter.
There was some great football there, some great scores taken, but really it was built on hard work and the ferocity of your tackling and then the challenges that you put in. I mean, that's what this victory was really manufactured by.
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of work on that in training. You know, we have a squad of 33 players out of training, everyone fighting to get into the top 24 and then on the top 15. So, you know, that competitiveness, you know, it breeds a good edge, and you can see that, you know, transmitted through to the games.
Retaining the Tyrone Championship, you're almost there, but it's a very difficult thing to do, and so many champions have gone to finals and sort of floundered at that last hurdle. 20 years now since it's been done.
Yeah, I mean, as far as we're concerned, today's another step in the right direction. You know, we've worked hard, I mean, to get here. Our performances are improving, you know, as we've gone through the championship. And I think, you know, regardless of whether it's Killeclare or Kieran, we know we're going to have to improve further, and we'll be working towards that over the next 2 weeks.
And what have you got to work on? I mean, do you see any problem areas there that you need to be maybe brushing up a wee bit on?
Yeah, I think we'll have to work harder in the tackle. I think we have to move the ball faster, and I think we'll have to be more efficient in front of goals. I think if we can improve in those areas, I think, you know, we'll be difficult enough to beat.
I think it's someone we've always seen from Trillick down through the years. Whenever you need a wee spur on, it's your big players, you know, the big boys and the experienced men in the squad that really step it up and lead the way.
Yeah, I think we've a lot of leaders in that squad. You know, if you go through that, you know, that 1-15 and the three boys come on, I think they all made, you know, big contributions at different times in the game. So, I mean, I wouldn't single out any particular player. There were different moments during the games when players all made big contributions, whether it was blocking, doubling up in the tackle, or, you know, assisting the score. You know, I think, you know, the players showed great character right throughout.